This is a Bekiyas recording for Maseches Chagiga Daf Gimel Amid Beis. We were up to the second line on Gimel Amid Beis, and we're in the middle of a conversation that happened between the Rebbe, Rabbi Yehoshua, with two of his Talmidim, Rabbi Lazar Chisma, as well as Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. They went to visit Rabbi Yehoshua, and he asked them what they learned in the Beis Medrash from Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, and they told him two drushes. And now, on the top line on Gimel Beis, it says, Va'af hu pasach v'darash. So then it's according to Rashi, it means, and Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah darshan further, according to others, like the Marsha, says that it's referring to, this is a drasha now from Rabbi Yehoshua. But what was the drasha? So he quoted a pasuk in Koheles. Divrei chachamim kidarvonos ukimasmeros netuim balei asufos nasnu miroa echad. So it's a strange pasuk. It says, the words of the wise, the words of chachamim are like darvonos. Those, I think, are the blinders that they put on an animal when it's plowing the field, so it'll go in a straight line. That those are darvonos. And they're like masmeros, first in nails, netuim, that are stuck in the wall. Balei asufos. And they're made by the balei asufos, those who are in charge of gatherings. Nasnu miroa echon, and they're given from one shepherd. So these are all things that are explaining the concept of divrei chacham. So now we're going to darshan the pasuk because it's a very strange and difficult pasuk. So lama nimshalu divrei Torah lidarvan. Why is the Torah compared to the darvan, these blinders? Lomer lecha ma darvan zemachavin esapara letlamel lahutzi chayim laolam. Because just as the blinders that the cow puts on, they keep the cow on the straight and narrow in its one lane in the, that it's supposed to be plowing in order to bring out life into the world. Af divrei Torah, so to the words of Torah, mechabnin eslom deyan midarki misa ledarki chaim. So too, the words of Torah help you take the right path in life. So they take you from the path of death to the path of life. So imad darvan ze metaltel, right? I darvan is something that you can take with you. Af divrei Torah metaltel, and so too. You might think that the Torah is something that you can move around, meaning that it's not permanent. That you know, if it makes sense to darshan at this time, we'll darshan at this time. But in other generations, we won't keep it. So Talmud Lomar Masmero. So therefore, the pasuk says, no, it's also like nails that are stuck in the wall. Imam Masmer Zeh Chaser Velo Yeser. So lest you think that just nails. So just as the nail goes into the wall and it makes a hole, it doesn't get any bigger, it gets smaller and smaller into the wall. After Retora Chaserin Velo Yiserin, so maybe you'll think that, yeah, that the Torah is also going to get smaller and smaller, and you're not going to be able to learn it anymore. Talmud Lomar Netuim, no, it's stuck in the wall. Manatia Zu, but it's Lashon Netia, as in like it's planted in the wall. Manatia Zu Prey Reve, or Para Varava, Af Divrei Torah Parin Varavin, just as a plant grows and it's fruitful and multiplies, so too the words of Torah, they don't get smaller as generations increase. It's just so much more Torah out there than there ever was before. So, and then what's the rest of the pasuk? Balei asufos. It's something that belongs to the master of assemblies, the people in charge of assemblies. So what are balei asufos? Elo talmidei chachamim sheyoshvin asufos ba'oskin ba'torah. This is referring to talmidei chacham who sit in great gatherings when they learn Torah. Halalu mitamim v'halalu mitarin. Some hold that it's Tameh, some hold it's Tar. Halalu Osir, halalu Matir, and some hold it's Asir, some hold it's Mutar. Halalu Posan, halalu Machshir, and some hold it's Pasul, some hold it's Kasher. So they always have these big gatherings, and everybody holds what he holds, and they don't agree on anything. So now we'll say, you know, Me'ata Talmud, I'm sorry, Shema Yomer Adam, Heichani Lamed Torah Me'ata. How can I learn Torah now? Meaning, it's impossible. Everybody's arguing. So Talmud Lomar Kulam Nasnu Miroa Echad. All of these shitas were given from one shepherd. Meaning Kel Echad Nasnan. One God gave all of these shitas in the Torah. Parnes Echad Amran. One leader said over these halachas, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu, Mipi Adon Kol HaMaisim Baruch Hu, and he said it straight from the Creator of everything, Blessed be He, meaning straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dichsiv Vaydaber Elokim Es Kol HaDevarim Ha'ele. Right, so it says in the beginning of the Aseres HaDibros, God spoke all of these words. So, af atah, so based on this, now that you know that it all comes from one source, even you, asay oznecha ke'afar cheses, you should make your ear like a funnel. And you should get yourself a heart that's capable of understanding what it hears. As divrei mitam, as divrei mitarim, as divrei ausrin, as divrei matirin, as divrei poslim, as divrei machshirin. All right, so you have to try to understand all of the different shittas that are out there, meaning that's your job to funnel all the different shittas and get a proper havana in everybody. It doesn't just mean, you know, focus only on the shittas that we paskin like or only the shittas that you think are right. You got to try to understand that all of the different deos that constitute a proper Chafetz Shel Torah, those all come from Moshe Rabbeinu, which is straight from the Ribono Shel Olam, and therefore you have to try to get the pshat in all of the different opinions. But Lashon Hazeh Amar Lohem, and this is the language that and this is what Rabbi Yoshua said to his two Talmidim. Ein dor yasom shereb Elazar ben Azariah shari b'socho. So there is no such thing as an orphan generation if Reb Elazar ben Azariah is in the middle of that generation. Meaning, if Reb Elazar ben Azariah is in charge, we are good to go, because those are some great drushes. So now the Gemara just asks. Last time we read that they didn't want to tell him at first. They when he asked them, "What'd you learn in the Beis Medrash today?" They wanted to say, "No, Rebbe, we want to hear Torah from you. We don't want to teach you." So what? V'leim relei behedya. Why didn't they just say it outright and don't wait for him to have to dray it out of you? Mishum Maisa Shehaya, because of the following story that happened. D'tanya Maisa Rab Yosi ben Dormiskis. Sorry. So the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Dormiskis, Shaholach Lahakbil Pnei Rabbi Elazar Belud. He went to visit Rabbi Eliezer in Lud. Amar lo, ma chiddush hayu beis medrash hayom. So Rabbi Elazar asked him, what was the chiddush in the beis medrash? Amar lo, nimnu v'gamru amon amoav ma'asrin ma'iser ani b'shvius. So he said, we had a tradition that Amon and Moav, they are supposed to take ma'iser ani during the seventh year. So Amar lo Yosi. So Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Yosi, "Pshot yodecha mekabel einecha. Put your hands forth, and you should lose your sight." Pashat yada vekabel einav. So he says he stretched out his hands, and he lost his sight. So Bacha Rabbi Elazar v'Amar, and Rabbi Elazar started crying, and he said, "Sod Hashem lireyav." Uvriso lahodiyam. So the secrets of Hashem, it's possible to tell him, the secrets of Hashem are to those who fear him, and his bris is to those who make it known. So Amar lahem, so he said to them, Lech emor lahem, al tachoshu leminyanchem. So he says, don't be concerned with your voting, meaning don't pay any attention to whoever paskins what. Kach mekublani mereb Yochanan ben Zakkai. This is a Kabbalah that I have from my Rebbe, Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shisham mirabu v'rabu mirabu hilchsal Moshe Misinai. That I already heard this from his Rebbe, and I have a tradition all the way back to Halach l'Moshe Misinai. Amon and Moav ma'asrin ma'iser ani b'shvias. That Amon and Moav, they're supposed to take Maiser Ani during the seventh year. Matam, what's the reason for such halacha? Harbe krachim kavshu ole Mitzrayim, lo kavshu ole Bavel. Because there are many cities that were captured by Yoshua ben Nun's armies and when they were coming from Mitzrayim, but they were not recaptured when the Jews came back for Bayis Sheni. B'nei she'kedusha rishona kidsha l'shaita v'lo kidsha l'asid lavo. Because the original kedusha was only temporary and it was not reestablished never reestablished by the Ole Bavel. V'inichum k'desh yismachu aleihem aniyim b'shvias, and they were left, meaning Amon and Moav were left, where they were not makadesh the land, so that they would be able to give tzedakah to the aniyim, ma'aser ani to the aniyim during the Shemitah year. So basically, what he was saying is that the thing that they had learned in the Beis Medrash was not just something that they had voted on and decided as a Takana Derabanan. Rather, this was something that went all the way back as a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Now, what did he mean? It sounds very much like a Takana Derabanan. It had to do with the Ole Bavel, Ole Mitzrayim. That's not something that could have been in the Torah. So just to add a little explanation here, first of all, Rashi points out when he said to Rabbi Yossi, "Pshot yodecha v'kavel einecha," right? So Rashi explains, "Huksha be'enav shenasan atara la'oso doresh." So he was very upset that Rabbi Yossi said that this was a chiddush that they learned in the Beis Medrash that day. This was an outstanding takana from many generations ago, from a few hundred years ago. So he was angry at him that he said over the halacha incorrectly, and he basically shot the messenger under those circumstances. So then he says, "Al tachoshu l'minyanchem, al yilachem shum chashash v'gimgum mashem anisem v'tikantem sharei haskamasem l'hiskamtem l'halacha." Don't be up concerned that maybe it was a bad vote, because that is actually the correct thing. It says kach mekublani. This was the Kabbalah Moshe Misinai that I have. Now, what does it mean? Shekedusha rishona shekitcha Yoshua l'shaita lo kitcha la'asid lavo. Because when Yoshua ben Nun gave kedusha to Eretz Yisrael, it was not permanent. Aval kedusha shnia niskatcha li'olam. But the second kedusha was permanent. Kedetanya b'yavamis kedusha rishona v'shnia yesh lahen shlishis. I'm sorry. Shnia yesh lahen, shlishis ein lahen. Lefichach b'shar Eretz Yisrael ein zriya b'shvius. So there's still kedusha in Eretz Yisrael during the Shemitah year. Aval amunu Moav inichu milakadsham kedesh yisbchu aleihem aniyim b'shvius. But the lands of Amon and Moav, which was on the Eiver Hayarden, those lands still had, they did not have kedusha during shvius. And therefore, they during the seventh year, they should give to the poor beleket shikha upei uva maiser ani. And they should give maiser, leket shikha upei and maiser ani, lakach tiknu lahen shiyu ma'aser and maiser ani, right? And that's why they made a takana. They should give maiser ani even during the Shemitah year, because there was not any kedusha in those areas. All right, we'll leave it over there for now in terms of the Rashi. And we'll go back into the Gemara. We're about three lines before they get wide. Tana, we learn in the following Baraisa, La'achar shenis yash v'daito, after Reb Lezer calmed down and he felt a little bit better about the situation. Amar yihi ratzon shiach suru eine yosi limkoman. And he said it should be at the will of Hashem that Reb Yossi should be able to see again v'chazru, and he was able to see again, meaning his anger subsided that Reb Yossi thought that this was some big chiddush, and in reality it was something that was always known. And therefore he gave it to him harshly, but then they took it back and he allowed him to see again. Tana Rabbanan, we have the following brisa, Ezehu Shote. So now we're going back to the idea of the Mishnah that a Shechirish Shote V'Katan are pater from Aliyah L'Regel. So now we need to define our terms. So we define a Chirish as Eino Shomeh V'Eino Medaber. Now we want to know what is the definition of a Shote. So the Gemara gives some interesting explanations. Number one, Hayotze Yechidi Balayla, person who goes out alone at night, V'Halon B'Veis HaKvaros, and a person who sleeps in a cemetery, V'Hamakareya Es Kesuso, and a person who tears his clothing. So three qualifications. Itmar, we learned in the Gemara, Rav Huna Omar Ad Sheyehu Kulan B'Vasachas. It's not three separate qualifications that you have to do. You can do one of the three. You have to do all three. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afila Ba'achas Man. Rabbi Yochanan says no. One out of three makes you into a shote. So hey chidami, how is this so? Ida avid lahu derech shtus. If he's doing it in a crazy way, meaning he's sleeping in a Beis HaKvaros because he thinks that's a lovely hotel that you're supposed to sleep in, he's clearly insane. Afilu b'chada nami. So that one thing is enough. Ida lo avid lahu derech shtus. If he's not doing it in a crazy way, he got kicked out of his apartment because he was late on the rent, and the only place he can sleep is a Beis HaKvaros. Everyone else throwing him out. So he's not doing it to be crazy. He's doing it because he actually needs a place to sleep. So afilu kulo nami. So even if he does all three at the same time, he tears his clothing, he has a reason. He sleeps in the basic cross, he has a reason. He goes outside at night alone because he has a reason for all three things that he's doing, so he's not considered a shote. So the Gemara answers law. No, Leolam the Ka'avid Luhu Derech Shtus. We're obviously talking about a case he does it in a crazy way. Valan Beves HaKvaros, and a guy who sleeps in the Beis HaKvaros even if it's in a crazy way. Amar, I might say, Kadesha Tishra Alav Ruach Tumahu the Ka'avid. Maybe he's trying to do some type of witchcraft or voodoo, and he wants to get a Tume spirit so that he can accomplish something. Vayotzi Chidi Balayla, and a guy who just walks around alone at night. So Amar Gandrifas Achte, maybe he got this disease of Gandrifas. Vamakareas Ksuso, or a person who tears his clothing, Amar Balmachshavasu, maybe he was having some thought and he was so absent-minded that he tore it. So Kevan Da'avdinu Lakulu, once he does all three, so then havaluhu kemisha nagach shor chamor v'gamal and asam wood lakol. So it's like somebody who, it's like if you have an ox, the mashal is for a shor muad, that it's like if you have an ox and it gores a shor, and then it gores a chamor, and then it gores a gamal, so it's done everything in one day, and it's considered automatically a muad at that time. Okay, we're going to hold here, even though we're sort of in the middle of the statement of describing the shota, but we'll pick it up next time from Daf Dalet Amid Aleph.